Spaniards staged mass rallies in the capital, Madrid, and across the country since last week when Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy announced new austerity measures, Spain has seen a string of street protests. The measures are aimed at saving some $80 billion to slash the country's public deficit. In a sign of the escalating power struggle in Saudi Arabia, intelligence chief Mughrin bin Abdulaziz has been dismissed from his post. The former ambassador to the U.S., Bandar bin Sultan, has been picked as the new spy chief. Mughrin has been accused of providing false intelligence on a variety of issues. Egypt's administrative court puts off its ruling on the legality of a panel tasked with writing a new constitution until July the 30th. This comes after the Muslim Brotherhood's lawyers demanded that the judges in the court be replaced. The 100-member panel was formed in June with the aim of drafting a new constitution. The Public and Commercial Services Union in the UK has called a strike on July the 26th, just a day before the Olympics begin. The call for industrial action comes in response to pay and job cuts. The move could cause widespread disruption at airports. Iranian university students condemned the mass atrocities against the Muslim minority in Myanmar. They staged a rally near the UN office in the capital, Tehran, demanding an end to what they called ethnic cleansing. Muslims in Myanmar have been suffering at the hands of the Buddhist majority since late June. Over 80 people are still missing after a ferry sank off the coast of Tanzania. Hopes of finding any survivors are fading away. The vessel was heading to Zanzibar when it capsized on Wednesday. More than 140 people have been rescued and over 60 bodies have been recovered so far. Outside Mexico City last weekend, a judiciary official says 11 of the gang members were identified by the victims. Two of those arrested are local police officers. They stormed the church and went on an hours-long rampage of beatings and rapes.